your next great vacation might be something you've never even considered. A private yacht in a beautiful location just for you and your closest friends and family. Explore the beaches of the Virgin Islands, the ancient shores of Greece, or the tropical paradise of Tahiti. This is not a cruise. This is a yacht charter vacation with The Moorings. And it's easier than you think. With hundreds of award-winning yachts to choose from, located in over 20 beautiful sailing destinations, the world is in your hands. Whether you're an experienced boater or looking for a more genuine once-in-a-lifetime vacation, The Moorings can make your dream a reality. Call us today and start your journey to your next great escape. Your private yacht awaits at moorings.com.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
You know, we see our friend John from Holdridge out there. Sure he's a big fan of Score One Smoking. For Chris and the team out there with barbecue rubs and sauces. Yeah, Chris.
Number one in chicken.
That's John. Kristen Holdridge, he's got Score One Smoking.
A lot of names.
Also with First Rate Ag. Good guy. But if you want barbecue rubs and sauces that can win you competitions, ScoreOneSmoking.com.
The rubs are what really matters. I think that's where people are less, they understand sauces. Yeah, put sauce on. Rubs, that's way more difficult.
Game changer?
Game changer. And you have to study it. And that's what Chris has done, is he's put his life into rubs.
Interesting.
And so, yeah. And then all of a sudden, he's just come up with these miracle rubs. That win.
Seasoning.
Yes, seasoning.
Different sorts of seasoning. And that does make the experience.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, wow, that seasoning's incredible. And that's what changes everything.
Interesting.
And he's put his life into it. That's why he's so good in competition. But guess what else he has? He's so good in helping. I'll guarantee you, if Chris was in town right now, he'd be smoking meats for the crews out helping put this, these trees all taken care
cleaned up.
I'm sure he would. He'd be traveling around handing out meats.
Chris.
Yes.
Chris is the man.
So Chris.
Score one.
ScoreOneSmoking.com. Statewide, countrywide, he'll ship it to you.
Get ready for the overs tonight, guys.
Okay, yeah. Just to recap, Texans are
And where can we bet
favorite.
On that at? Sip, will you actually take the bets yourself?
Sip's a bookie over here. Yeah, Sip's a bookie.
Call, you have Sip's number. You have Sip's number.
He'll send a pick.
Call him. Venmo on your money. The bookie.
Venmo your money.
That's a great idea.
He'll get it back to you.
Yeah, it's just a, come on. Yeah. You know where to find
Ben,
him.
You know the deal.
Yeah.
Overs.
Sips at 30.5. Come on.
30.5?
Jake gets 30.5 points.
I'm taking
that
the under.
Sounds like easy money.
Final score, Bill. 15-13. Bears beat the Texans. Oh, no.
It sounds like they're handing you money in this one. Why are they handing out money?
I don't know. Before we get to Bill's thrills.
Oh, yeah.
Tom in Nashville had a take on the kickoffs I want to get to. He says, the kickoff problem can be solved by placing the ball flat on the ground. No tee. Horizontal in line with yard markers, less predictable. Shorter kicks, which would be safer, and lower speed of players due to unpredictability of the kicks. Thoughts on that?
What would stop that from happening, Bill?
Well, there would be a
flat
lot.
Flat on the ground.
There would be a lot, but I'll say that I think it's interesting. I think it's very interesting.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. What would the approach be? Would you have to kind of punch kick it? You know, you couldn't kick it soccer style, laying down flat. That'd be... So you'd have to bring out, you need a Mark Moseley to reappear with the square toe, I believe.
Straight on
kicker, who also was incredible. Moseley was the MVP of the league.
That's awesome. kicker. 86?
He was the MVP. A kicker was the MVP of the National Football League.
Was Dempsey ever MVP? Seriously.
No, he had the longest kick for a long time. He's not MVP.
He was never MVP.
Todd Dempsey. Jake knows this. Encyclopedic knowledge.
Todd Dempsey. He had the flat toe also.
I don't think it was Todd Dempsey.
Yeah, it was.
Was it Todd Dempsey?
I don't think Todd sounds right.
I'm fairly sure it's Todd
too
Dempsey.
Too modern.
I'm pretty sure it's Todd.
I'll get it.
Anyway.
There's breakers texting in right now, by the way. Thanks, guys. I got 20 on the Bears. Here comes one.
Put it in. Text Steve Simple your bet. The bookie. Steve, the bookie, Simple. Everything's changed. All of a sudden, he's covering in the Nebraska-UTEP game. People are handing him cash. Up in the press box.
I'm not writing today.
I need a day off today.
He's over there with a calculator.
This is a big one.
We really need this. We really need this touchdown.
This is really... a little down.
He's sweating profusely over there. What's going on with Sim?
The bookie.
Not right.
This became a very well-known bookie
right now. But I enjoy the thought, though. I do enjoy the thought. When the ball goes flat, everything changes. So if you talk to like the veteran people that I've had here at Nebraska, like a Grant Taggy would tell you this, Reimer, all these players on the front line. When you place the ball flat for an onside kick, we called it Texas Twister. And then how you had to defend that.
Texas Twister.
Because Dallas, I believe, had it happen to them. And all of a sudden the ball's just twisting and rolling there. Everybody's kind of waiting back for it like that. So you have to go approach the ball, and you have to take the ball on the other side of the 10-yard neutral zone, because if you wait on it, all of a sudden all hell breaks loose right and the ball hits it and just does weird things. So when the ball's flat, it does weird things, what I'm saying. So it'd be fun to have it happen like that, but there could be some bizarre plays. I don't know how you'd even coach it. I don't know how you'd even really how to coach it really well.
We are sitting next to a special teams coach, so we will want some
analytics.
Can you watch the game tonight?
I will try to get some. We'd like at least
watch the kickoffs.
That's my concern.
We have trouble on this show sometimes.
With sports?
We just had one. It's not Todd Dempsey.
It was Tom. T-O-M. I was barely Todd. Wrong. Todd and Tom.
We're going to get taken off the air.
I was off by one word, one letter.
We show our lack of sports knowledge.
I didn't
very clear.
I didn't say Frank Dempsey. I said Todd. It's barely off.
True,
Tom.
Was it Todd? Dempsey. Was it Jack Dempsey?
I missed it by one letter.
Was it,
the last
a boxer?
One.
Was it a boxer? Was it
Jack Dempsey? Jake, it was Jack Dempsey.
Me and you both go, it's not Todd. It's not a billion.
It was Tom. It was barely off.
It's not a billion. I know that one.
It's time for Bill's Thrills. We need some cool parenting tips on Thursday. So
quickly.
Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Right. Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Thursdays are cool parenting tips Thursdays,
cool
Bill.
Cool parenting tips. Again, might get some pushback from the breakers. I'm going back in time.
Oh, God.
I'm going back in time.
You don't do this very often.
Going to better times, which now I don't know if we can do better times or not. But we will be getting a hat put out with that pretty soon.
That's right.
Rebella's getting
a
better times
there's
hat.
A tease right there.
A little tease right there. Cool parenting tips. We're going to talk education. Please go back to better times. Fight, scrap, and claw. Throw a fit, throw hands if you have to. When your kids are registering for college classes to start, mandate no online classes. In-person classes.
Really?
Mandated.
Really?
This is the biggest demise in society. Whoa. Is not attending
I thought
classes.
That was the Olympics.
Not attending classes.
Wow.
I went to class. I enjoyed class. The interaction of class. This part where it's just like went through part of this where they go through their whole college career and they just do it online. They just do it. Their classes are online. Look at Ben over there. He's nodding right there. He has it. your life is based on interactions with other people. You have to have that. You have connections with your teachers, with other. When there was times that my daughter did group projects, they were all on their laptops in different parts of the town. That was the group project. Yep. We're all working on it. No, that's not a group project.
Does that freak you out?
That freaks me out. And it will be a demise of society not having in-person classes. Now, I understand if all of a sudden I got to pick up 9 hours and I'm 34 years old and I got two kids and I got to try to finish my degree. Yeah, I understand that. I'm not going
working
down.
Working mom.
Yeah, I'm not going down to sit in class or that. Going to class at Nebraska Wesleyan was an event. Everyone went to class. You saw everyone. There was interactions. Am I right, Bella? Everyone. I mean, it was big. And now it's just, I talked to my daughter. It's like, no, I got, what do you have for classes in person? I got one. How many did you have this last semester, Ben? One or two in person? Were they all in person?
You're not being attacked.
No. Okay.
It's just the way it is.
But it is a big deal now to do everything. And COVID-19.
Just keep talking. This is beautiful.
COVID-19 is when this started. It started in high schools where people were doing online classes. Yep. Now, I thought it was funny when they had to log in on Zoom and a high school kid made a fake cutout of himself like he was sitting at his desk. That's funny. I'm going to give you that one.
I'd call Alex and I'd be like, what are you doing? I'm in class.
Yeah.
And he'd just keep talking. I'd be like, oh, are you doing it?
Well, it's on mute.
Yeah, it's on mute. Yeah. that's what I mean. Okay. Imagine that with logging in.
So you're locked in pretty hard.
Yeah, make sure you log into class. No, you had to have eye contact. How about body language? How about knowing how to sit in a class? How to know how to pay when there's a speaker up in front of you?
Keep preaching.
How to act? How to have?
This is beautiful.
It's the demise of society, and it has to be fight, scrap, claw, throw hands, throw a fit. Get your kids in in-person classes.
Can you have? This is probably more for Ben. Can you have a schedule with all in-person classes? Is it possible?
It's possible.
It's still possible. Do it. I'm with you on this.
Here's a couple things that come about. You have to get up and get ready and leave your house. You have to get up and just leave the apartment.
Look presentable.
Somewhat presentable. Just do something besides.
Pants on.
Instead of going to school with no pants on.
Right.
Man, I went to college. What, did you ever wear pants? I didn't wear pants.
You usually didn't wear them.
Didn't wear any pants. So everything about it.
I'm with you on this one.
Jake, did you have any online classes?
I think I might have had two ever.
Jake
in college.
Is a people person.
I like people.
You love going to class.
I like talking to people.
I'm not joking around. Jake, I would shock me if he did a bunch of online
just
classes.
Just the hustle and bustle of a university, of a campus. People interchanging, going through.
You're walking through the green space over by a cell. Come on.
Chicks.
Better chance to maybe meet a girl in the class like that. Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's about the only reason I went. I had to graduate, this is a great.
So myself, it was 100%. There was no online classes. There was nothing.
There was no such thing. I don't think there was such.
Of how it was, there'd be certain class sizes that were
was
different.
Was there such thing?
And then you would know. I mean, like you said,
no, there wasn't
in certain
such
classes.
There's no internet.
There's no internet.
How could you? How about guys that? Have online classes?
Simple. I don't think there was. Really? In the 80s,
there was no internet.
They take me back. No internet.
There was no way.
Let me figure this out. God,
be nice to hear from the text line. Do they have any take on this? Better times.
Yeah, so what's the headline again?
Better times. Better times. Go back and fight, scrap, and claw. Throw a fit. Throw hands. When your kids are registering for college classes to start college, no online classes.
Mandate it. Mandate no online.
That should be one of the first. First of all, you just can't tell me it's going to help you a bunch. You know, if you don't interact with anybody, I think just stay in your room. I think that'd be great. Do that, and then and also while you're on class, put it on mute and watch some TikTok videos if something else has nothing to do with the class. Let's enjoy that.
Gaming. Yeah. NFL 2025 zone.
We have some response here. Scaper says, you can't network behind a keyboard. Get to class.
Yeah. Thanks, Scaper.
Class in person.
Anything from the blanket?
I haven't seen the blanket yet.
WB. Mm-hmm. Where are you?
Kent says, oh my, so agree. Online is no way a better education at all.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
For some, the sea is not a place. It is a calling, a home away from home. If you find yourself drawn to the water, we can take you there. Imagine you, your friends, and family on a private yacht in the most beautiful places in the world, from the Bahamas or the Virgin Islands to Greece, Italy, Tahiti, and beyond. This is a yacht charter vacation with the Moorings, and it's easier than you think. Inquire today. Your next great vacation begins at moorings.com.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
So we're going back to what?
Mandate.
Better times.
However, Kip has responded. Says, I'm getting my MBA entirely online. One class to go. Are you proud of that, Kip, or not?
Well, I mean, there's and circumstances.
I also mentioned there are some times when it's different. I'm talking about, like I said, 44 years old. I need to get this degree. I need some continuing education.
Different.
That's different. That's right. a different deal.
Totally different.
I tell you one right now, I would have much rather went to stop class than doing the stop class online that I had to do when I got pulled over. Remember that during...
Yeah, when was that?
What's that? Well, I was heading into the ticket. I was wheeling down a little fast on 84th Street.
And you did it online.
Did it online like that. And it's horrific. It was forever, and you have to follow if you miss one little step, they take you back to ground zero. I'd much rather gotten up and at 8 in the morning reported to stop class and did it that way. Anything else from you, Jay?
Yeah, we got Gator says, while I was in college from 2016 to 2020, I would take 4 classes in person and 1 class online, so I could only have class Tuesday, Thursday, and work Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
See, there's I'm not going to push back on one class, but I'm going to push. Yeah. Yes,
there's work related.
There's some reasons to it. Yeah. But just, it will set you back. Imagine all of a sudden it's like you do your whole college career as 18 to 22 years old, and all of a sudden you have to go to work to some place where you have to show up in an office. Right. All of a sudden it's like, whoa. Hey, how do we do this?
Let's be clear on something. You're mainly talking about like an 18-year-old.
Yeah. Like I said, there's certain times that you can do where it does help you. Like right now, if I needed one class to keep my job at the ticket, I would probably do it online. I'd prefer not to.
Right.
Because I still Eddie Haskell'd my way through college.
No way.
We're stunned by that.
Bill. Hello, Mrs. Thompson. That was an incredible lecture today. Thank you. Yes. I knew all my instructors. They all knew me. It was great. It was awesome.
Retro in Southlake, Texas chimes in saying, Bill is 100% correct. Massive detriment to society, creates even more divisiveness when you're not in class.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Online versus in person.
So I wonder if you can get all those trees cut down online. No. Got to go out and do it. Yeah. Got to get your butt going,
Steve.
Okay. I never...
Saka's attacking you. I'm really not.
We have one last. Lisa. Lisa chimes in, and she's got a take here. She says, okay. Absolutely. This is why we have a generation of young people who do not know how to act, shake hands, and be prepared for real life.
I want to say something. Lisa, I don't totally agree with that. I run into young people all the time who are incredibly
well. They handled themselves very well that way.
Are they outliers, though, or not?
No, I don't know. I don't.
She's not 100% wrong. There's no. There's a lot of truth to what she's saying. But there still are. We have youth here today. Right
over
one
here.
One window
yeah.
over. And now, Ben did, although Ben's raised to greet you as what?
Sup. No, but Ben's very personable.
Yeah,
he looks personable. You in the eye.
He has a lot of takes.
He called games for Columbus Lakeview.
Due respect to Lisa, I understand the sentiment, but only to a point. I mean, I deal with kids all the time that are very respectful and look you in the eye. I don't necessarily agree, but she's got a point.
So it's not going the other way. So if all of a sudden, if you can still get your class online, if all of a sudden 20 years from now, every university's online, like you said, it's hard to rally a school around a math test. That's hard to do, especially when everybody's online taking it. And you have a chance to, like I said, the learning curve is way better in person. You have a chance to actually talk to a professor.
I couldn't agree more with you.
I couldn't have made it. I wouldn't have made it through college.
Oh, online?
No chance.
I don't have the distraction spell.
No, exactly. My ability to get distracted would be unreal.
Oh, God.
Be bad.
Yes.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Wonderful, cool parenting tips Thursday. Take classes in person, not online.
Mandate.
You know, wax on and wax off.
You know, today is August 1st, which means it's a brand new season Shut Up Simple. The record last season was 108-86. That was some dominance.
Take a picture of that, would you?
Yeah,
Ben?
Please do.
I'd like to have that framed.
Today's topic, as we begin a new season.
This is a new season.
On a throwback Thursday. This could be, we'll see how this goes today. Top college football teams of different decades. Who had the most wins of these decades in college football?
Okay, was distracted.
We should know this. We should have some sort of knowledge of this.
Top college football teams per decade. Who had the most wins of these various
decades? Oh, we should be gold on this.
But I don't feel great about it. I feel great about nothing. Unless it was like, you know, name several people from Pender. I could do that. That'd be it. Ryan Beckman. Dave Tebow.
You're smarter than you think.
I'm not. You'd be shocked.
464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Simple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
They are no longer 22 games above 500. You are 0-0 on this first game
of
the new season.
If we go through a bad streak to start,
can we reboot?
Can we do famous people from Pender?
We'll probably do that.
Can you please promise me that?
Can you do things from
a streak
the buster? The 1988 Nebraska Wesleyan football team.
They've lost 12 straight. Let's go to famous people from Pender for you guys today.
Not even famous. Just say people from Pender.
Bill, can you name anyone from Pender? not even guess. Just name a person. The caller, name a person from Pender. I don't have one. I've got one.
There's pressure on you. Bill's got one.
Our topic is top college football teams by decade. Ty, how do you feel about this topic today?
I'm old, guys, so I should know a lot of these.
Yeah. All right. How old are you?
62.
Oh, right in our...
Right in the 60, wheelhouse.
Yeah, right in the wheelhouse. Yeah.
Did you take any online classes?
I never took online classes.
No, so there's no internet. We had that pointed out to us.
No. Back in my day, no.
It is a new season, but still, Bill, a lifeline for one question as always. First question goes to you, Ty. What school had the most wins in college football in the 1970s decade?
Oh, God.
Most wins?
Yep, the most wins of the 70s.
I think I've got
it. I want to say Nebraska, but I don't think that's right.
Is that your guess, Nebraska?
No, I'm gonna say USC.
I've got a guess.
You don't have to take this. You will go negative one if you get it wrong.
Take it.
Oklahoma.
This is gonna be. You'll be mad about this.
Now we're down one.
Oklahoma was second by one to Alabama.
And I was thinking Alabama, but I thought OU.
Okay,
I did.
Bama had 103.
When did that streak when they rolled off about?
like 59.
Something in a row, yeah. So I thought that carried into the
Bama 70s. Had 103. Oklahoma had 102. So because you went for that, you go negative one.
That's okay. You know what, though? We're not going to live our life like that, Steve. We're going to be aggressive.
And yeah. You know what? Yeah. And you know what? It was a great guess, still. You missed it by one. Yeah. Okay, to tie it back up at zero, first question for you guys. What team had the most wins in the 1990s?
Yeah, I think we know that.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah.
It has to be. It's
got to be USC.
Not USC. Do you want that one tie or not?
I'm going to pass.
That would be, what was your guess, Bill?
Well, it had either been Nebraska or Miami.
It was actually Florida State.
Florida State. Florida State. Oh, that would have been a good one.
Florida State? Yeah.
So Florida State had 109, Nebraska second at 108 in the 90s.
What was USC in that?
I don't, well, they were good in the 2000s.
Oh, yeah.
So we're down.
So zero the negative one.
Bet the overs tonight.
Zero the negative one.
Listen to Steve. And text the money in.
Let's go back to you. Venmo him. Ty, this is for the win. You're up zero the negative one, but here's your last question. What team had the most wins in the 1980s in college football?
Dude, that's what I would have guessed.
I'm going to start leaning on Bill now.
I'm going to say Miami.
Okay, Bill. This is where I need you.
You don't have to take this.
If
you get it wrong, the game is over.
If we get it right, however,
then you've tied up and have a chance to win.
If you feel good about it, go for it. I don't feel great about it.
You don't?
I don't. I got like four in my head. I've got four in my head.
80s. This is why, if you Bill, have four why options. Do we not know this? This is our time. This was our wheelhouse.
I'm going to say pass.
I am not ready to pass.
Okay.
You should.
That tells you that Jake gave us a hint.
You should get it right, but you should also pass because you don't know it.
You don't have. You're just
5 seconds to pass. Five.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Pass.
The answer was Nebraska. Nebraska had 103 wins in the 80s. BYU was second with 102.
No, I wouldn't have guessed that either.
Nebraska top in the 80s, 103.
Wow.
To tie it up, Bills in play.
I'm leaning
right
on
now,
you.
Yeah, right now we got nothing.
What team had the most wins in the 2000s with 112?
Yeah, I mean, we said that one.
I would guess.
This is Division One.
Pete Carroll, USC. What's going on?
Yeah.
I feel a little bad about this one.
One got an answer right. Great.
The answer was Boise State. Boise State, 112. Texas, Oklahoma both had 110. I'm sorry.
0-1.
0-1. It was rough today, but Ty.
Let's reboot tomorrow.
You outlasted them, but you get bagels.
Yeah, that was ugly.
But you won it, though, Ty. You got it.
Nice win, Ty. Congratulations.
We've won ugly before.
Yeah.
We've had it happen.
Yeah.
There you go, Ty.
Location of businesses in Pender.
Yeah. There goes Ty.
Kins Rexall.
All right, we're off to an 0-1 start, but that's fine. Okay, tiebreaker. Yeah. Bill, this is for you.
This is for Bill.
In the 1995 Orange Bowl, Nebraska beat Miami by 24-17. What was the total attendance at the game?
Say the year again.
95.
Okay. 76,498.
Ooh.
Gotta go
a little lower.
81,753 people.
Good guess.
So.
Boy, that was a poor performance.
No, it's all right. It was a tough topic because there's a lot of, there was teams that were.
We were one off.
You said Oklahoma, they were second by one. Well, so it was not a bad guess by any means at all.
Yeah. Hey,
you
kind of
came out with the Boise. You came at it.
I felt bad about that. I really did.
Boise State. Interesting show today.
I would say that's a description. Sure.
Husband, we're Venmoing money to Steve, the bookie, Sipple.
Yep.
We've got a potential bank robbery, which we're going to look into.
We will investigate the. Yeah.
We got a 402 that said put me down for 550 on the overs.
Okay, there.
Good bet. Good. That's smart.
Smart bet.
Did he Venmo you? Yet or not?
Venmo the money. Venmo Steve.
You can Cash App it.
Yeah. Cash App. The spillover is next on take early on, break on the ticket.
Take in-person classes.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.